Our brother Hans Walpole spoke some years ago, and he said, "Light becomes darkness when the Word of God cannot move me anymore." And I think that's quite a serious word. And I know that that is true. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Well, the opposite of that, of course, would be darkness. I'm so thankful that we can all come to the light. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world, and Jesus is the Word. Glory to God. And he also said, "I am the bread of life." And he spoke of eating this flesh and drinking his blood in order to have life. We partake of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to feast upon this manna. He said Moses didn't give you that real bread of life. You had manna in the wilderness, but Jesus said, "I am the bread of life, which the Father had sent down from heaven." And in these times that we are together, I believe God will give us his word, and because we've prayed and we believe that he will, and we want to receive that word into our hearts, not to be something spiritually, but to receive the Lord Jesus in a greater way and receive more light and to be nourished and strengthened by this word and to be changed. Yes. I want to be different. Yes. Inside, inwardly, when I leave these grounds, because of that word of God, I want light. I don't want to walk in darkness.
No.
I want more and more light.
Yes.
Glory to God. I want to feast upon that manna from heaven, upon that word of God. I want to take out things that are not right. I want, if there's anything that is that way, and I want him to change me, change me. Glory to God. We don't need to wait for the time when we go to heaven to get changed. Some people wait until then, and then the Lord begins to reveal to them that perhaps they would have a greater and more abundant entrance into heaven if everything was all right. But I like to deal with God now.
Amen.
Deal with him over. Yes. His word.
Yes.
His word is precious.
Yes.
His word is life. And his word brings light.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Shine all.
on him is not condemned. This comes right after John 3:16. That wonderful teaching to Nicodemus, Jesus still speaks, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I'm reminded of a time that I helped my wife do some windows. And it was a cloudy day when we did the windows, and she did the inside, I did the outside. And I had some newspaper and some vinegar and different things that made a good, I thought, made a good solution to clean those windows. And I worked hard, and I got into the corners. And when I finished my end of it, I said to her, "Look at that. Doesn't that look good?" And she said, "Yes, looks good." Next day, the sun shined. You know what's coming, don't you? It didn't look quite so good when the sun shined through the windows. I saw that there were indeed still some streaks and some spots in the corners, especially, still had a lot of lint and stain in it. The sun revealed the dirt that was still there. I think particularly on a weekend like this is one of the things that the Lord would like to do. Let the sun of righteousness, the holiness of God, so shine in our midst that we see the spots, not in the other guy, but in ourselves, that we see places where we must do better, where we need to be cleansed, where we need to be washed, where we need to have the working of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. I'm thankful for a weekend like this where we can come to the light and have that light of heaven shine into us. Oh, praise God for the light. It's a bright morning this morning, and that sun is shining, and it feels good. It's a little nippy out there if it weren't for the sun. But that sun warms us, and the light shines and causes us to be able to see. Those that have trouble with their eyesight are thankful for a bright sun that shines. And thank God for this weekend where we can come and have the sun of righteousness shine. And oh, what a precious, precious blessing it is to have this sun shine into our hearts. The light of God, the light of heaven. And just as Sister Bowers said, we don't want to get to heaven and then find out how much dirt there is still there. And the Lord has a wonderful ministry in these times, a ministry of the Holy Spirit that causes the light to shine brightly. And we can come to that light and say, "Lord, is there something in me that you want to clean up? Maybe there's something this weekend that the Lord would really like to deal with us about. Maybe something different for one than for another. But certainly the Lord knows all about our needs. He knows all about our struggles. He knows all about our natures. He knows our personalities. He knows what we've inherited from our parents, from our grandparents, things that perhaps are not pleasing to God, that are fleshly, that are carnal. Thank God we don't need to stay that way. We can be changed. We can come to the light, see the need, and we can apply to Him for the work of the Lord and the power of God."
Yes.
Oh, let's expect God to shine brightly in our midst in these days and work to cleanse us and make us what He wants us to be, holiness unto the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Change from glory into glory.
Brethren that the Lord has brought here for this weekend, particularly our brother Edwin, which is our special speaker, but thankful for the dear Bowers and the Collises that can be with us. I'm thankful that there are so many that are interested in a weekend like this. We have found that throughout the years that this weekend has been the most popular weekend and the one that is filled up more quickly than any others. And it's very heartwarming to know that the people of God want to get to prayer. And they want to come and have what we have heard about this morning, have the searchlight of heaven search our hearts and work in us. And I'm sure that it's very pleasing to the heart of God to see the response in so many people coming from so many places just to seek the Lord. They know that the boats are out of the water and the canoes are washed and put away. They know that there's no recreation, but they're hungry for the manna from on high. I'm reminded of that verse, the very first sermon that was preached in this place, "Draw nigh unto God and He will." draw nigh unto you. And how very often at times like this, we've sensed Jesus just come. Even before the people have come, we've been conscious that he has drawn near and according to his word and is preparing us and is somehow here to welcome the band of hungry folks from all over that are coming to meet him. So let our faith be high in Jesus. He has something for each one of us. He has his word. He has illumination, as we've heard. He has changes. He has help by the Holy Ghost that he's going to impart. And may God give each one of us faith to believe him to accomplish in fullness what he would like to do. I'd like to remind us that this afternoon at 4 o'clock we'll have a prayer meeting in the prayer room for this very purpose, to pray this retreat through and to believe God that he'll work the way he'd like to. So I'd just like to encourage you to come at 4 o'clock. Our reading today is John chapter 11. I wish we could read it at this time, and then these brethren should feel free, as the Lord leads them, to expound this chapter to us. John 11.
Saying among themselves, as they stood in the temple, what think ye, that any will not come to the feast?
Let's read the last together.
Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.